The Fox.
Hilariously Melbourne.
Phoebe, Feb, and Nick.
The fallout from Prince Harry's interviews, autobiography, Netflix series, it still continues. It's a nightmare for the royal family, and stories keep coming out. So, because Harry's, one of his big issues is all the leaks and all the sources. But that's just life, Harry, everyone. That happened. That's just gossip in a workplace. People are going to gossip in the palace and the press will find out. So that's his real bugbear. Well, now the latest gossip, which I don't believe, but I'm going to run it past boys. So apparently, this is ridiculous, King Charles has offered Harry a $50 million divorce deal.
Meghan.
So divorce Meghan and I'll give you $50 million.
Whoa.
That's ridiculous. You don't believe that,
if
do
I was
you?
Meghan, you'd nearly take it, wouldn't you?
Well, I don't think it's for Meghan, it's for Harry.
No, it's for
Meghan.
You know,
it's for Meghan. It's Harry.
He
can have it.
Harry.
When has the bloke gotten to
he's
pay?
He's going to pay her $50 million.
Oh, he's offering Meghan.
I read the article.
Million.
He's going to offer her $50 million to go away so they can get Harry back.
Oh, I thought Harry
save
got
his
the
son's
$50 million.
Life. No, Meghan.
There's no way Prince Charles has offered Meghan Markle $50 million to get her to walk away from.
Maybe.
No.
See where she's at.
He's, if
and
I were
if
Meghan,
she takes it.
If I were Meghan, I'd go. Well, Harry just made $30 million from the book. So think about the next 50 years with him. We're going to do that many more deals. We'll make about $500 million.
Well, he can't write another book with the same stories.
Well, he's already said in an interview two days ago, there's 400 pages I didn't add because I think they'd really be painful for my dad and brother.
That's maybe why he's paying her off. Because he doesn't want that other stuff to come out.
That is one of the legitimate leaks, is that Charles is putting out an olive branch because they're scared. Harry's now threatening them. He's going, I've got more stuff my dad would hate me to
do.
No,
he doesn't. He sang in there in the audiobook. He sang lyrics to a song. He's got nothing left.
But he must have some damning stuff.
Yeah, but who threatens their dad and their brother? It's not cool. Leave the royal family. Go and live in California. But don't threaten your family.
Don't pick on
but
Harry.
See, threats. You know, we laugh about this, and I think that is not true, and that's clearly a joke. But this happens in normal families, in suburbs, even here in Melbourne. Mm. And that's the thing I think Harry's missed the point. All of this is always happening to people.
Not the $50 million bit.
Certainly not $50 million.
I need
you
to leave Cheryl.
But
$50 million.
I will put this out there, and I think someone will call through. 131060. Have your parents, or you know of parents that have either put in a threat, leave your partner, or try to buy off, like
there'd be
pay
heaps
off.
Of mums threatening other.
Well, my
female.
Mum's done that all the time.
Really?
Oh yeah.
She's not the guy, but me. I would not be surprised if I found out my mum had rung a boyfriend at some stage and said,
"That'd be a dollar.
Can you please leave her?
That'd be a dollar one." That is odds on that she's done that.
Yeah, because she has said to me, if you stay with him, then we can't, you know, you can't be coming to any family functions. I can't have that man around.
She would have rang Joe, Trent, Bill,
is it Scientologist?
Luke,
what's going on over here?
She would have rang
all
of
them. She's just got really high standards. She's tough. now,
why don't you do a counterpayment? Say, Mum, here's a few grand. Shush.
I know, I'd love to. 131060. Have your parents, you know of parents that have tried to break up your relationship, a relationship, used bribery, blackmail, tried to pay people off, or maybe just hollow threats. 100%. Mums with boys, you think they contact the girls?
Yeah. Not my boy, 100%.
I love
my
those stories.
Sure.
Like when mums ring the partner behind your back.
Yeah.
Oh, these are good. This is a good area. 131060.
Nick's mum was ringing girls to say, can you date my son?
I'll pay you to take him.
1019 The Fox.
The latest rumour for the royals, and this does seem like it's made up rubbish, but is that King Charles is planning to offer Meghan Markle $50 million in a divorce deal.
Would you be happy with that, Fee?
Okay, paint the picture. Am I married to Harry with kids?
I just mean for your life because they're in your craw, Harry and Meghan.
Oh, yes.
Would you be happy if she took the $50 million and left?
Would you take him back?
No, I wouldn't be happy. I know.
You're splitting up a family.
Yeah, I don't know that I would. No, I want Harry and Meghan to go off and be happy. I just don't want to hear. I don't want them to keep talking about how much they love their privacy and keep telling us everything. That's the real, that's my gripe. Yeah. Go off and I want them to have a beautiful fairy tale ending.
Do you?
No, no, I actually really do. Just stop airing other people's dirty laundry. That's my issue. Anyway, so King Charles is reportedly offering her this $50 million, which is clearly not the case. But I can hear drilling again.
Yeah, I can hear drilling.
I think they're drilling
late yesterday
upstairs.
Morning.
Sorry, we've got we're in a building and there are renovations happening on another floor that are affecting our studio. So
pay them off.
I do believe this happens, and I think parents desperately want their children to leave partners, and they can do things like offer money, bribes, or just somehow become so meddling that the relationship ends. We've got Sarah in Pakenham. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
Sarah, have you had a meddling mum?
Oh, my gosh. So I met my partner on Tinder, and we lived quite a fair distance apart. And he lived with his mum at the time, and I was with my mum. But we'd had previous history. Everyone's got history. Everyone's got a past. And I'm not one to judge someone on what they've done before they met me. Like, obviously, you gauge people on certain things. But I'm not one to be like, you did that. I don't want anything to do with you. So I'm a face value kind of person. So I took him for what he was. I fell head over gumboots. And, you know, we never really separated from when we first got together. And then I met his mother. I got, like, not good vibes, but like I said, face value, everybody deserves a chance in life. So
you're too nice.
At first, she was all gumdrops and blossoms, and it was wonderful for, like, the first one or two visits. And then she started telling me things that he'd done in the past, be it from very young to very recent, to try and deter me from being with him, painting him in a really bad light. And I was just like, well, this is a bit off. Anyway, the third time I got to her house, she bailed me up at the front door. He didn't know I was there. And he's like, you know, you can't move in here. And I'm like, I wouldn't want to live with you. I just politely was just like, well, obviously I have a child. Why would I want to live in your small house an hour from my home?
Yeah.
And she was just from that point when I sort of planted my feet, I think she realized I'm not intimidated by her and I'm not going to be pushed around.
Did you still have your gumboots on when you planted your feet?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And was that the worst it got, her just bailing you up and say, or did she continue the campaign to get you out?
She continued to try and manipulate me and just, she was like, you can do so much better than him.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
This is the opposite. Yeah. Wow.
Are you still with him?
I absolutely am.
Oh,
we are going to get married. We have two beautiful children.
Oh.
And if his mum offered me $50 million, I would not leave him.
Oh, that's beautiful, Sarah. But hang on. How does he feel about his mum underselling him constantly?
So he did actually warn me. He said she's not a nice person. He didn't say those words.
Yeah.
He said other words. But I said to him, I'm going to give her the chance that I gave you. Everyone deserves it. So
hope she's not listening.
See, I wonder if she doesn't.
I hope she is, Sarah, because if she's doing this to other people, then maybe she might go, well, hey, I am.
Could it have backfired? Because I don't know, Sarah, if you're like me, but if you tell me that I can't have something or that I shouldn't have it, see, I double down. And so my mum's actually learnt that. I've said to her and relationships would have ended a lot sooner if you just backed off, because I start to go, well, I'll show you.
Yeah, good point.
Marry that man, Fifi.
Yeah. Do you still speak to him now, Sarah? I mean, her, the mum?
Pardon?
Do you still speak to her, your mother-in-law
Absolutely
now?
Absolutely not. I'm not going to have a narcissist in my children's lives. It's not a role model that I want for my children.
Wow.
And
wow.
I'm going to teach them how to treat people, and she's not someone that can do that for our family. Definitely not.
Wow, Sarah.
That's just got deep.
Well, you are clearly very happy with your partner and your kids. We wish you well. You got through that. Not everybody does, though. We've got Matt in Gippsland. Hey, Matt.
How you going?
Yeah, good, great. Matt. What happened with a meddling mother-in-law?
Yeah, so she was a real right mess, this one. So I met her daughter. I met her daughter at a job where I was working at. And she come from a really good family. She was private schooled, and I think she went to the same school. Fifi might have gone to. Was it Tintern?
Yeah, Tintern.
Yeah. Oh, so she was a Tintern girl. And Yeah, they lived in Wonga Park, really good area, good money, backing, whatever. And
that's
I came from a
Wonga Park.
Is this Pearl and Feet?
Knows it.
Not Jumping Creek Road?
Yes, Jumping Creek Road. Yep.
No. Is this your ex
feet? Number? No, not Feet. I come from a bad, sort of rough upbringing anyway. Mm. So the first step was her mother
Uptown girl.
Pretended to have cancer.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah, so she messaged her one day when she was at my house, told her she had to speak to her, she had to come home. And she asked if I could come. She said, no, I need you by yourself. She went through this whole saga of pretending to have cancer and said, look, I'm in a bad spot. I need you to leave him. I just need you here. And so we lost contact for a few months and broke up, effectively. And then went through some things, but she came back. She found out the truth and came back. Later on, she hired a private investigator to dig up dirt and try and find out everything she could to try and give her daughter and say, look, this is, things about him. That didn't work. So she ended up going through, she went through a family friend who worked at the Vic Markets and inquired about getting a hitman to take me out.
No way.
Yeah, true story.
Far out. Did you know this while you were with her daughter, that she was trying to get a hitman?
Yeah. I confronted her about it and spoke to her about it, and she just tried to deny it and play it off. But in the end, she made it clear. She said, I don't think you're good enough for my daughter.
Do you know who these people are, Fee?
No, I don't.
Well, I think you might.
How does her mum know how to get a hitman?
Ask someone at the market. Mate, I sell jam donuts in a van. I can't get anyone whacked.
She had a family friend that worked at the markets and knew a few people in the sort of underworld scene. Wow. So. But yeah, we stayed together for 10 years. We got married. We had two kids. At the end, though, she really turned sour because she had lots of money. When we split, she paid for the solicitors. She did everything. She funded everything. And, I lost everything, the house, the kids.
So you don't see the kids
anymore? It is what it is.
You don't see the kids anymore?
No, it's a long story for another day, I guess. But, unfortunately.
That's sad. All right.
I didn't have the mental strength and the money to back what they were fighting, so.
Oh, Matt, you sound lovely. You sound like a great guy.
Oh, thanks, Fifi.
Hey,
let's get a PI and look into him first.
Yeah, Matt loves people from Wonga Park and Jumping Creek Road.
But after what Matt's been through, I wouldn't. I don't think he needs that.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
We've been taking some incredible calls this morning. We started talking about sort of meddlesome parents and mums that get involved in breaking up relationships. And then we heard from Matt in Gippsland and the extreme scenario where the girl he was dating, the mum, first of all, lied and pretended to have cancer, which is unfathomable and forgivable, to get her daughter's attention. And they did break up for that period because she said, I've got to go and help my mum, so can't be with you. But then she tried to hire a hitman. Like, that's just, I can't believe that, to get rid of a guy in her daughter's life. We're still taking calls. Sarah from Ringwood. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Sarah. Now, Sarah, is this a dangerous in-law story?
It's not an in-law. It's an ex-partner.
Oh, what happened?
So I was going through some things with my ex, and we lived in a really small town, country town. And I found out he started making inquiries about a hitman against me.
Get out, Sarah. Jeez. Okay, talk us through when you first heard that. Like, what, is that a friend coming to you saying he's asking?
Yeah. So the person that he actually started sort of having these talkings to, I knew. And they came and broached it with me and said, look, there's been a few talkings. There's been, brought up about how much money it might cost, all that sort of stuff. So I approached my ex about it and was like, what's going on? Like, I'm hearing this stuff and from this person who, you could say was maybe a little bit of a dodgy background and
hey, says,
potentially could have been dangerous.
That's very scary. Hopefully you got the hell out of there.
What did the ex say?
How much does a one cost?
So apparently it was about a $5,000 quote.
Is that it?
Hang on, but yeah, Sarah, were you his ex at the time or were you his girlfriend at the time?
I was his ex and had been his ex for quite a while.
So why did he want you taken out?
We were going through a few things in relation to things that we were dividing and, he just thought it was not worth it.
did you go to the police, Sarah?
I did, yes. And then I moved to Melbourne.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
How many years would you just say you... Mate, I love crime.
The way you said that,
you pay $5,000, right? I've gone, hey, Fee, you're the hitman.
Fee,
right?
Don't talk because this will get played at the Supreme Court one day. Ask how much it is and then how much trouble will you get in.
No. It's just people want to know this stuff. So you're the hitman, right? And I go, hey, mate, I want to get knocked off, right? And you go, cost you $5,000. So I pay you $5,000. You get rid of him, whatever.
More than $5,000.
Yeah, but I'm saying that. Well, she said it was $5,000, right?
Yeah, but the hitman didn't take it. I think her ex was offering
$5,000. So just, yeah. So how many years would I get? Would I get the same as you?
You get more.
I get more.
I think that's right.
I didn't do it.
No, I've read these stories. These happen all the time. No, because it's you.
No, you did it, though.
No, but I'm just a hired gun. You're the one with the intent. You've got the murderous intent, so you get more. Yeah, but you made me do it because you gave me all that money and it was I really wanted it.
No, it's either you get the same. I don't get more.
Well, maybe you get the same. No, you get as many. You absolutely get as many, and I actually think you get more.
I'll get me money back if you got caught.
Well, how are you going to get your money back? I spent it.
Yeah, I'll spend it on ciggies in jail.
But you're going to get it from me.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, last year, the back half of last year, we had a plan to put Victoria, Melbourne on the map, to give ourselves a new tourist destination to rival the big banana, the big pineapple. We built it. It is the Big Fox.
It's the Big Fox. It's going to put us on a map.
The Big Fox. We now affectionately call Frankie our Big Fox, the Little Big Fox, because when he came from a manufacturing, he was smaller than we hoped. But it was quite a successful run. We took him on a tour of Victoria, lots of meet and greets. People wanted to see him, touch him. We just couldn't find a permanent home because our boss, Grumpy Dave, refused to let us put him here on the world-famous rooftop of our new building. Centre management weren't great about it either. So, but how great were the people at Gumbaya World, because he has spent summer there and we were so grateful. But the people sharing photos, they were getting photos with him at Gumbaya World, sharing them all over socials. And he's had a really successful run at Gumbaya World, hasn't he? James Blake, our senior producer. Now, we've brought James into the studio because James was project managing the Big Fox. This was your baby in many ways. We said, build it and we will come with you. And has it been a successful run, do you think?
A career highlight. I was high-fiving kids outside of Dramana Primary School.
Yeah, you got carried away.
Out of everything to bring up.
No, that's the weirdest thing I've ever heard you say.
You enjoyed that moment.
That was like the fever.
Didn't they think you were Nick at the time?
They did at that moment, yeah.
Wow.
So,
new billboards.
I would call it a success.
A success?
Yeah.
It got lost.
That was a low light.
It got stolen in Anglesey. Yeah.
And they changed the N to a D on Nick.
What's that say?
Well...
Yeah. But there's an update, and it's an unfortunate update, James.
What do you mean?
But I think you're responsible for this issue we now have with Frankie, our Big Fox.
Not the D again.
No. He was Fifi Fever Nick the entire stay at Gumbaya World. It was very hot summer.
Yeah.
Periodically, some days were quite cold, but there were some swelters. And he had the polystyrene in it. And we were concerned about heat and the potential for that to melt Frankie. Now, unfortunately, he went into 2023 with only one hand. A hand came off.
Oh, gosh, it's coming into the studio.
Yeah, here it is.
Did this melt off or did someone break it off?
So that was our initial thoughts.
Someone snapped it,
bro. Yeah, sorry. You can now actually see the inside of the Big Fox. So it's like a takeaway container.
He's essentially like an old school McDonald's Big Mac wrapper.
Mm. Yeah.
Like that's, I didn't know he was that.
Painted.
What like, hand
oh,
is
of
it?
Of course it's melted off.
I think that might be the right hand.
So we're just calling Lefty.
Yeah. We could do. Yeah. So I've gotten in contact with our manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't think it has anything to do with heat.
Right.
Yeah.
What does he think it's been
snapped,
off?
Mate.
It's consistent with a snap. Yeah. The break is consistent with a snap.
Did he fall over? In the heat?
No, look, we should have thought of this. When we build big things, of course, like, you want to climb on big things when you've got them. So kids probably just, like, seen the hand and gone, I can grab on that. And to be fair, the hand is like child-sized to grab onto. Yeah.
Now, Josiah, our anchor, told me that jet fuel can't melt steel beams, but can he melt this, Boney? He said he's watched some stuff on YouTube.
Prove it.
No, but by all accounts, like, he doesn't look melted. He just looks...
So where is it, the bigger question is, where does this leave us, James? Because our Big Fox, it's now an iconic part of Melbourne. People want to see the Big Fox. We still need to find it. It's forever home. Are you saying Gumby World? Are they not wanted anymore?
Well, I think the summer season's coming towards an end, and then we're going to need to find him another home.
We're only halfway through.
We do have a quote.
Yep, to get him fixed.
Yeah. Could you guys spare 800?
Well, we could have, but Renee gave it away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, let's just leave this TBC, to be continued.
Yeah.
So it's 800 bucks. You pay for it. Sure. It's your fox.
Yeah, but Fev, it's just going to happen again. I think there's a bigger meeting that needs to happen.
Mm. Oh, yeah?
Oh, I don't think so.
Well, firstly, one, he's not big enough.
Yep.
And he falls apart. Maybe we need to go again. I reckon we build a bigger fox. That's what I'm just saying. I'll float this in a meeting at a later stage.
What's our bigger hand gets snapped off at a later date?
1019, the fox.
Right now, though, let's talk about this scary story that has gone viral. A spine-chilling moment in a... I love this word. I don't know. I've never been to Buenos Aires. I'd love to go to South America. But Finicietto. Oh, I like that. Finicietto is the place that this happened in a hospital. There's a security guard walking through the hospital and they believe there's a ghost patient comes through the doors. So the doors open. The security guard gets up. This is all on CCTV footage. He talks to somebody.
The ghost.
Well, does he? He's talking. He's writing some notes in his pad. And then he goes and sits down. But you can't see anybody.
Yeah.
So who was he talking to? Like, you know, it's those sensor doors. So the doors open as if someone's walking through it. He gets up to, greet them. And then he's chatting with them with his clipboard.
I watched the video.
But on CCTV, there's no one there.
There's no one there. The video is amazing. And I don't believe in ghosts. But
I thought you did.
Nah, I haven't seen one.
See, my first...
What are you laughing at?
I'm sure we've spoken about ghosts and you're on board ghosts. And you go, I've changed my tune.
No, I've never said I believed in ghosts.
I think you do like ghost stories. You...
We went to a ghost house and how much did I take the piss?
Yeah, I know, but I feel like when we hear ghost stories, you believe them.
Or I go, ooh, hang on. Yeah. Like with that, I'm like, hang on.
See, I looked at that CCTV footage. I love the idea of it, but it feels Blair Witch Project to me. It feels like that somebody set that up. Like that's a prank.
Oh,
no
good
way.
Prank.
Oh,
great
prank.
Great prank. We're here in Melbourne talking about it. So he's done his job. He's gone viral.
Yeah.
He hasn't done. He's a security guard. He's sitting there having a chill. He's having a sleep. Having
no,
kids.
But whoever made it, that could be an actor. You think that a ghost patient...
You think
patient,
everyone's an actor?
Everyone's... Well, I went on a date last year and you guys hired an actor. So, yeah, I assume everyone's an actor.
That was some good hits too.
It was. Yeah. I don't necessarily... But I love a good ghost story and I love that you love that and you think it's real. I don't think that's real.
I didn't think it was real. I just think, wow.
Yeah, like... But this is the thing. When you have one of these experiences with a ghost and you believe... that it was a ghost. It's the way people believe them and they don't question it that gets me, that makes me believe because I think.
Well, I didn't question that until you said, oh, what about if someone did this, took the sensor off? And I'm like, oh, hang on. But when I watched it, I was like, it has to be real.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I think a prank. I think they're just bored at the hospital. Prank.
But 131060. Let's hear some ghost stories. Have you had an encounter with a ghost? Was there a ghost in your house? Because we heard some, remember last year, the guy called and he ended up moving house. It was like there was a poltergeist in the house, doors opened and closed.
Mm. But he was very relaxed about it.
Yeah, and then he got scared. He got scared.
Like, yeah, but after like the 8th thing.
Sometimes. Mm. Like if I'm in a dark house... And I hear noises. My brain does go there. Like I do. I could believe.
I've never seen
a ghost.
When Patrick Swayze was a ghost, I believed.
I believed in him too.
Luch was worried our new place was haunted because something moved in the bathroom. I said, relax. We got a 30-year mortgage.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Ghost stories. There's a news story. It's made the news out of Finicetto Sanatorium, a hospital in Buenos Aires. There's a video, CCTV footage of the sensor doors opening, a security guard getting up and talking to a ghost patient, because on the CCTV, you can't see who he's talking to. There was no one there. But he claims somebody came through the doors and spoke to him. Ooh, gives you goosebumps.
Heebie-jeebies.
Ghost stories. We've just had meltdown on the phones. So there are ghosts in Melbourne in our midst. Sarah from Caroline Springs. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good, Sarah. Have you had an encounter with a ghost?
Yeah, absolutely. So pretty much in year 8, I went to Port Arthur, Tasmania, to do one of those tours with school. And obviously, they're ghost-ridden towns, right? So I walked up to a house with my friend and the rest of our schoolmates, and I said to my friend, oh, my God, there's somebody in the window in a rocking chair rocking back and forth. He's got a big top hat, black, you know, silhouette and everything. And my friend's, like, thinking I'm freaking her out, and I'm quite a logical person. Anyway, we walk up to the door, and we step in, and the tour guide was like, all right, so let me tell you about the man who sits in the rocking chair with the big tall hat. And I was like, oh, my God. My friend ended up leaving the tour that night. I was never a believer, and then after that, he's pretty much followed me to Melbourne. I feel like he's definitely, I dream about him ever since year 8. He sits on the end of my bed, all that kind of stuff. I've recently moved out of home since then, and he's definitely followed me. He feels like a Billy to me, so I've just named him Billy, and he just pretty much walks around like there's nobody above me. I live right on the top floor, so he just, like, the footprints and everything, they follow me from room to room. But I feel like in the last 3 months recently, he's kind of left me without saying goodbye, because I haven't heard from him for a little while, so I'm a bit heartbroken.
Does sound like there's a Billy involved, but where would he have gone?
I don't know. I feel like I had a bit of trauma going on through my childhood, so it was more of a calming presence. And
he might think that you're sweet. Everything's good in your life, and he's going, oh, my job's done here.
I think so. I really think that's what, and I'm hearing the stories from the elderly neighbour down below, that she's starting to hear the footsteps, so maybe he's gone to her.
Yeah, she might be in trouble.
Because you sound like you're in good spirits, but if a ghost followed me from Port Arthur to my house in Melbourne, I would be terrified. That's
it's like Drop Dead Fred.
Full on. They're imaginary
I love
friend.
That show. He was the best.
Wow, that got me, Sarah.
Yeah, it's been like I said, I dream about him. The silhouettes are always there. The end of my bed are like floating, and like that's been, I'm almost 25 now, and that's been since I was about 14. So he's been with me for a while.
Sarah, did you talk to Billy at all? Did anything happen?
I've never really spoken with him. Sometimes I'll just be like looking at the roof, and I'm like, Billy, are you there? And then sometimes I'll get footsteps, and sometimes I'll get nothing back. And like I said, last 3 months I've had nothing back. So
do you live by yourself?
Yeah, I do.
Well, not Billy's there.
And Billy. But imagine if she had a roommate. She's like, Billy, are you there? Who are you talking to, Sarah? No, I'm my friend Ghost from Port Arthur. See ya.
Sarah, great story. Thank you for sharing
that. It's amazing.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for making my morning all the time as well. I really appreciate you guys.
Oh, Sarah, we appreciate you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Oh, you too.
Hope Billy comes back.
Give us a call if Billy comes back.
All right, we'll do.
Faye in Lyndhurst. Hi, Faye.
Hi, how are you this
Good
morning?
Good, Faye. Faye, is this a ghost story?
Yeah, I do. I happened to be heading back to my hometown one night, getting my groove on, changing a CD, and I was fumbling in the center console, and out of nowhere, a family friend who sadly had passed on that particular road about 10, 15, 20 years, can't remember, before, he has gone from like a passenger in the back seat and come through the middle of the car, the front seat, and pointed at my Speedo, and I was speeding at 140 down a back road, and he's just been like, hey, check your speed. And I was like, yep, okay, I'll slow down, I'll stop fiddling, and I'll pay attention to what I'm supposed to be doing. And he was in a red flannelette shirt, and he was always in a red flannelette shirt, and it was just, it gives me goosebumps now. And ever since then, I'm like, nope. I'm a believer.
Wow.
He came through the chair too.
like through the center console between the front seats. He just like reached forward as if somebody was like reaching forward to change your CD for you. But yeah, he just pointed at my Speedo, and I was just bopping along and stuff, having a good old time. And yeah, I still remember his face coming through, the smell of his shirt, you know, everything like that. And it was just, I was on the same road. I was only about half an hour from town. Yeah.
What did it smell like? Bit of OMO? Was it clean or a bit of aftershave?
No, it felt like he'd been out working.
Yeah. See, Faye, Boxy, Nick, it's a great story. But you can't, like, people aren't going to believe you. Like, that could 100% happen to Faye.
But listen, Faye, you sounds like an incredible, intelligent,
that's what I'm saying.
Bright,
like,
woman.
That
of course.
But that probably happened.
Yes.
But it sounds crazy.
It does sound crazy.
So when you tell people, you're like, oh my God, what's wrong? Like, don't you think that?
Yeah, but listen, we asked Sarah and Faye.
I understand that.
Which makes it a bit, you know, if she just called up during Alpha Bucks and went, ghost told me to slow down, you go,
well. Well, the ghost told me to ring Alpha Bucks. But it's just like, that probably happened.
It's awesome, isn't it?
But
ghost
I think
story.
Faye's crazy.
No, see, I don't.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, yes.
But if that happened to me, I would tell people and they would go, mate, you're crazy.
See, this is the thing, though. Is
That's
it?
Why it's so.
Did a ghost, but with ghost stories, or is it the person's subconscious? Do you see what I mean? Because we've got imaginations. So does your imagination, it could Faye believe that happened, but was it the ghost or was it something crept into Faye's subconscious and he came back in her mind?
Because she knew that he died on that road.
Yeah,
so she's like, oh, God.
Her actual brain protecting herself.
Her left lobe was going, you need to slow down.
And what if I create a picture of that loved one? See?
Now, how's it? I was driving my car yesterday and the seatbelt sign that kept going, ding, ding, plug the seatbelt in, but I had my seatbelt on. I was by myself in the car. And so I put in the seatbelt on the passenger seat.
Need to stop eating, bro.
And it stopped. Am I just...
No,
was there a ghost?
You had a ghost in the car.
Or do I need a service?
No, you've had someone sitting in that seat and you put the seatbelt around them.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Safety first, ghosts.
The Fox. Hilariously Melbourne. Phoebe, Feb and Nick.